For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini. My guest today is Gordon S. Jackson, author of the new novel, Never Say Moist at Wendover College. Jackson taught journalism at Whitworth University for more than 30 years. He grew up in South Africa during the apartheid era, encountering the censorship that subsequently prompted him to promote free expression in the classroom and his writing. Never Say Moist at Wendover College is Jackson's 14th book and his second novel. Gordon Jackson, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Your novel starts out with a premise that at first glance seems a bit farcical or maybe tongue-in-cheek. The idea is that a student is offended by the word moist, and so the college decides to ban use of the word. So things snowball from there and become much more complicated and complex. But what first got you thinking about that idea of these seemingly innocuous words being banned on a college campus?
It starts with what you said a moment ago about growing up in South Africa during the apartheid era. Many people don't know that in South Africa at that time, there was very strict censorship. When I came to the United States and found myself essentially breathing fresh air in the intellectual realm, where you could pretty well say and write and perform what you wanted with relatively few restrictions, the First Amendment is something that so many Americans take for granted, whereas in other parts of the world, there can be significant curbs on free expression. In recent years, we've all seen tensions on college campuses where certain words or certain behavior become increasingly problematic. So that was the trigger for the basic idea. And the point, though, is for the reader to get to the stage where they say, what if this were to be the case? Because the rest of the book unfolds, as you said, with a series of developments that makes you say any time you go down the path of censorship, you're going to run into trouble.
What I really enjoyed about the book was that, again, it's sort of this over-the-top premise, but then the things that follow from it are quite nuanced, and you have really interesting voices of both support and opposition from various individuals and groups on campus. So, for example, one of the early groups that oppose this word-free policy in which not just moist, but more and more words are added to the list are the LGBT student group and the Black Student Union, saying that banning a word like moist minimizes the fact that there are actually hurtful and oppressive words to marginalized groups. And then there's other people who support this and want to add more and more words. And of course, the faculty are conflicted. And then another of the main characters that's opposing the new word-free policy is the contrarian.
Yes.
So would you be willing to read a section of what the contrarian, his point of view?
The contrarian is something of a mystery figure throughout the book until the very end, where his identity becomes known. Mm-hmm. And the readers will have to judge whether they're satisfied with how that's resolved. Mm. But he's a mystery figure because you don't know who he is, and he appears anonymously near the beginning of the book. Mm-hmm. So after this policy of word-free is formally introduced, there's this anonymous flyer that's posted around campus, and I'll read what that says when we get a response from the contrarian. There appeared in the student lounge an 8.5 by 11 flyer on white copier paper with a quote as the headline, "Words are all we have, Samuel Beckett." Below followed a single line, "Don't take my words away, not even one, not even moist." And this, of course, sets the cat among the pigeons, but that's just the first of numerous responses that this fellow manages to bring to campus. I'll give you another one that comes once the plot is really developed. There's a fellow who whose name is Isaac. He's very upset with the word Spain because as a study abroad student, he had a miserable experience in Spain. He wants the word Spain banned on campus. The contrarian reappears, and this is how he does so on another anonymous flyer. imagine if Isaac had succeeded in banishing Spain, and then there follows this limerick. A certain part of Iberia is exiled now to Siberia. Now that country's out, let's start a real rout. Why, next I'll banish Liberia.
That was my guest, Gordon Jackson, reading from his new novel, Never Say Moist at Wendover College. You're also a journalist and journalism professor, as well as a fiction writer. And I recently heard an interview with another journalist who's also a fiction writer who said, good journalism attempts to answer questions while good fiction attempts to raise questions. If that's the case, what sorts of questions were you hoping to raise with writing this piece of fiction?
I'll first comment on the quote, which I think is very accurate. I'll give you another quote, which I put in the acknowledgments to my first novel, and that was a book on a church with an unusual name. It was the church that used to be St. Elmo's, and the premise is this church gets a huge amount of money and has to decide how it's going to handle it. And in some ways, it parallels the structure of the Moist book, because you're saying this is a rather far-fetched premise. Where do you go with this? And the reason I mentioned that is a quote I had in there was from a journalist who said, every journalist has inside a novel, and that's a very good place for it to stay. Well, the St. Elmo's novel escaped, and then it was followed by this one. And I think the quote you mentioned is quite accurate, that I'm trying to raise questions, and the questions are, where do you draw lines? What's acceptable behavior? And for many current students, are you fooling yourselves in thinking, I am entitled to a safe, cocooned, absolutely inoffensive environment during my 4 years on campus? And that's a hard question, I think, for some students to answer. I've long believed college should be a wonderful incubator and a very supportive place, but it should also be at times a quite uncomfortable place intellectually. And if you were to come to college and be thinking exactly the same way you did 4 years later, you should ask for your money back because you've not got the education you deserved.
My guest has been Gordon S. Jackson, author of the new novel, Never Say Moist at Wendover College. He has also been a professor at Whitworth University for more than 30 years. Gordon, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you, Chris. It's my pleasure.